From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis that is affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rohingya area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
Tillerson spoke after a report was released by the human rights activist group Amnesty International, in which Myanmar security forces were accused of carrying out a systemic purge of the Rohingya people. According to the report, which is based on interviews with more than 100 refugees, security forces shot hundreds of Rohingya who were trying to flee their villages and burned to death the elderly and sick who were too weak to flee. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and another major Somali city on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing. The government is blaming the attack on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed urged Somalis to take up arms for what he called a tough war with Al-Shabaab. In a speech, he said, "It's time for us to unite, and I call for all Somalis to join hands together in the fight against the common enemy." This is VOA News. The head of Kenya's Electoral Commission had tough words for the country's politicians the day after one of his commissioners resigned and fled the country in fear for her life. The resignation casts further doubt on whether the commission can organize a credible rerun of the presidential election next week. Correspondent Mohamed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The chairman of the Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Wafula Chebukati, spoke hours after one of his commissioners resigned and fled to the U.S.
Let me be very clear that I'm giving a yellow card to all the political leaders in this country. I'll not tolerate the threats on my staff anymore. I'll not tolerate the interference in the commission anymore.
Announcing her resignation, Commissioner Roselyn Akombe said she had received death threats, which she found particularly concerning, given that the IEBC's technology manager was found tortured and killed just a week before the polls in August. In her statement, Akombe said that infighting and political pressure have rendered the IEBC incapable of holding a credible rerun of the presidential poll on October 26th. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she called a laundry list of bad behavior, and she criticized the U.N. Security Council for not holding Iran accountable. She said every 6 months the Security Council is presented with a list of bad news, but only somehow manages to only hear the good news. She referred to the twice annual report the U.N. Secretary General sends to the Council on implementation of the 2015 nuclear deal. She spoke at a monthly council meeting that primarily reviews the Israeli-Palestinian situation. 1 month after Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, the basic necessities, food, water, and power are still in short supply on the island, and the weather woes continue for the U.S. territory. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for a large part of the island Wednesday, including San Juan and vicinity. Puerto Rico has had steady rain all week, and the National Weather Service warned that with the soil already saturated, many rivers and streams could overflow their banks if the heavy rains continue. Puerto Rico's 3.4 million people, frustrated with a long-depressed economy and the devastation of Maria, are expected to leave the island in droves. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.